Dr. Frank Bowling joins us every Thursday in the studio for what we call Creating Wellness from the Bowling Chiropractic Center. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Good morning, Dwayne.
What's on your mind this week?
Well, once again, I've been online. I think I talked before about discovering this phone app called the Institute Chiropractic. All kinds, just a wealth of information on there. It's just fascinating to me. I'm just enjoying the heck out of it. And yesterday I was listening to an interview. Dr. Simon Sinzon is the guy that developed this this app. And he's talking to a young doctor. I guess she's young. Everybody's young to me, Duane, but her name is Lona Cook. And they were talking about so many different topics that it would take 5 minutes a week for the next 6.5 years for me to even get through that one interview. But the thing that really stuck with me, this whole idea of the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual condition of the practitioner before they ever lay hands on the patient. And that whole concept can be expanded way beyond that. So if you think about it, the minute a patient walks into my office, the vibe that they get, you know, the energy that they feel when they walk in the door, and that has a lot to do with the person at the front desk. My wife and I, of course, have been working together for, 46 years, something like that. And we're a pretty good tag team in there. Cindy, a lot of people remember Cindy. She worked with us for about 10 years. She's Miss Personality. Our new gal, Becky. Becky just has a vibe to her. She has an aura about her, a sense of calm. And so that's so critically important. When people walk into the office, they need to feel welcome. They need to feel a certain amount of peace in there, a certain amount of compassion. But then when the patient gets over there to me, you know, the mental state that I'm in, the spiritual state that I'm in, whether I'm healthy, whether I feel good, that has an impact on my results. I'm so aware of that. My wife sends me this little 5-minute spiritual thing every morning, and it's Father Dave Pavanka. He's the president of Franciscan University over in Steubenville, Ohio, and he talks a lot about the Holy Spirit. And without getting, you know, into religion, he talks about take a moment, be still, be quiet, let the Lord be present for you. And it's kind of like that before I work on a patient. I try to center myself. I try to calm myself. I try to lay my hands on the patient and take a deep breath before I ever do anything to them. And I honestly believe that has a critical impact on my results. And, you know, before I make that thrust or before I make that adjustment, I try to get into a place where I'm asking for a little bit of help from wherever, you know. And I do think that it impacts my results. I think the patients can feel it. On the other hand, if I'm not feeling very well, if I'm stressed out about something, if I'm worried about something, if I'm angry, if I'm distracted by anything, my results aren't going to be as good. So, you know, I think this is important for people to understand, not just from the standpoint of me as a doctor or as a chiropractor, but we all are impacting one another. You know, we are one. We're all interconnected. And what we bring into a conversation or into an interaction with other people has an impact on them, whether we are aware of it or not. And we need to be aware of it, because we have the capacity to make a better world just by the way that we take care of ourselves and the way that we interact with other people.
That's absolutely true. 100%. I mean, it's not rocket science. If you're happy, you make the people around you happy. And if you're having a bad day, the people around you will feel it. They can feel you're having a bad day. And they'll, matter of fact, most times, well, what happened? What's wrong with you?
It makes a difference, yeah. Yeah.
They can see it.
And it makes me think of a card that I once sent to a friend of mine. It's got a pig on the front, and he's got a vice grip on the back, on one of his back legs. And on the card it says, if you're happy and you know it, clamp your ham. And so I thought that was would have a positive impact on my friend that I sent the card to. And
clamp your ham.
If you're happy and you know it, clamp your ham, yes.
That's good stuff, Doctor.
It is, Duane.
Maybe you ought to write the safe jokes of the day.
Maybe I should.
Dr. Frank Bowling's at the Bowling Chiropractic Center. Doc, tell him how to get a hold of you, sir.
812-254-0246, bowlingchiropractic.com, 312 East Main.
Home of the $20 adjustment every single day.
Yes, sir.
Have a great week.
Yes, sir, you too.